going to leave next Sunday. And a week beyond next Sunday would be what?
A week beyond next Sunday would be... the second week.
All right. Now, somebody stayed from the 1st to the 15th. You say he stayed about how long?
1st to the 15th, he stayed about 2 weeks.
All right. Monday? I'm sorry. If you want to know the time of the day, you'd ask somebody. What'd you ask him?
Ask him what time it was.
After you ask him, he'll say, I have to look at my...
What?
Midday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you say, is...
7:30.
All right. Then if it's about 15 minutes later than 10:30, you say it's about...
11 o'clock. A quarter to 11.
Good. If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite...
some time.
Business wasn't very good last year, but I hope it will be better...
this year.
If a child has just had his third birthday, you'd say he is...
3 years old.
Something that happened about this time last year, you say it happened...
this year.
It happened this time last year.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
Happened about the same time of year.
You look up in the sky and say, I don't like the look of those black...
clouds.
You look up in the sky and there are no clouds around and you say, I believe we're going to have a
bright day.
And if it's not a nice day, the sun is not shining and bright, you'd say it's about like now.
Yes, we'd say it's working up rain.
All right, the clouds are getting thicker and thicker, like right now.
That's right.
And you figure you might have to have some rain or something, you'd say...
it's likely to rain.
If the clouds were opening up and you could see the blue sky and the sun was beginning to shine, you'd say, I believe it's finally... I'm gonna let you go.
No.
you're tired.
No, I'm all right. Come on.
All right, what do you call the heavy rain that lasts only a little while?
Oh, that's a surprising shout.
Then suppose there's a lot of lightning.
Well, that's a disturbance in the element, lightning and thunder.
If the wind was very high during the night, you would say all night long,
no,
the wind...
blew strong.
And if the wind is coming from that direction, you say that the wind's...
from the southwest.
And, but if it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a fine drops coming down.
Yeah, kind of misty.
You get up in the morning, you can't see across the road. What would you say about that? What is that?
It's that would be dark.
Well...
dizzy, drizzy.
It's like right now, but it would be clouds.
Clouds.
Hanging low?
Yeah.
What do you call this?
Clouds would be low. It's threatening to rain.
Okay. If you've gone a couple of weeks without rain, you call that a what?
Kind of a drought.
The wind has been very gently and it's gradually getting stronger.
Yeah.
You say it was doing what?
The wind was rising.
But if it's just the opposite and the wind has been strong and it's getting weaker and weaker, what is the wind?
Well, it's ceased.
On a morning in the fall when you first go outdoors and you find it is cold, but not too cold, and the kind of weather you'd like to be out in, you'd say, this morning it's rather...
pleasant.
If it was cold enough last night to kill the tomatoes, and the flowers, you might say, last night we had a...
kind of chilly night, cold night.
It was so cold last night, the lake did what?
They didn't do the tomatoes any good, did it?
Yeah, but the lake, the
froze
water...
froze over.
All right. And if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might...
free.
What do you call the room used for special occasions? Like... this room. What would you call
it? Well, we'd call this the front room.
And speaking of rooms, you say that this room was about how many feet high?
It's about seven.
About
seven
nine,
and a half.
About nine what? Seven and a half?
High, yeah. Or maybe nine.
Nine what?
9 feet.
All right.
That gets you?
That's it.
Great goodness.